Erratic Asthmatic.
Asthmatic.
A podcast with Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic.
And what's good, everybody? Welcome back to the Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic podcast. I'm your host, Erratic Asthmatic, and I'm here with my co-host.
Red Eye, yo, what's up, everybody?
How's it going for all of y'alls? We've been gone. We took another impromptu break.
Yeah, for specific reasons.
Very specific reasons. Unfortunate, but we back.
But we're back. Back at it. Changing lives as usual.
Changing lives. Being influencers among these audio files. Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks. I'm in my new office now. This week I told you about it. I got all these traveling experiences now.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta go to the Zoud station, and now I am waiting for metros. I'm waiting for trains. I gotta switch a metro to get to a train. I gotta switch a train to get to a metro. And just yesterday too, I texted you the screenshot. It was like, oh, this one is delayed 99 minutes. What?
How in delayed the world?
An hour and a half. Just cancel at that point. Somehow, though, I got onto my metro.
Might as well walk.
Might as well walk. Yeah, exactly. And somehow, like, the timings yesterday were horrible, but somehow I got into a metro, and it just, like, I got there right as the metro got there. So I'm like, ooh, I can make this one. I got it. I swear. And then I got in, and it went all smoothly, and I got home in like 15 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah, then the day before. Sometimes you get lucky.
Yeah.
The day before, though, I saw on the screen, it was like going to my. I saw my metro, it was like 0 minutes, and I'm like, I'll just wait for the next one. What's it gonna be, like 12 minutes? Surely, right? Nothing bad's gonna happen. Pops up on the screen, 40 minutes. Like, what? Nah, this an error, right? Ain't no metro is 40 minutes away. Even one of my colleagues was there next to me, like, oh, this is an error for sure.
Yeah.
You got this. I'm gonna go this way, though. So see ya.
So I'll see you around.
Yeah.
If you ever make it home.
If we ever make it home, yeah. But yeah, it's been a time. I ended up getting a train home, and I got sardined all in.
With the nice
body odors and
yeah.
Imbalances and shit, people being swayed.
Yeah.
Train turning, everybody turns
bumping.
With it.
Bumping the people's armpits.
Exactly. And it's still summertime too, and it was like 26, 27 degrees that day.
Yeah.
So people were like wearing tank tops, and you know, all those people were standing next to me, and I'm like, these ain't the fragrances that I like to have on my trains.
Yeah. Yeah, but it gets also really stuffy, you know, they don't...
Oh, yeah. Immediately, too. Like, there's no buffering period. It's, like, immediately stuffy.
It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I can't breathe. It's too humid in here. Too much sweat. Lungs filling up with all sorts of liquids.
And air particles, you don't even know where it's coming from.
Air particles, you don't even know. You have no clue what you're breathing.
Yeah.
Closing my mouth, letting my nose hairs try to do the best they can.
Yeah.
Because mouth ain't got no filter. It's just... Anything happens.
Anything can happen, yeah. If you have a shirt, then you just, like, breathe through the sleeve.
Yeah. This is why masks would still be good. Not for COVID anymore, just for other people in general.
And just for other abnormalities from people.
Exactly, yeah. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Well, they said another wave of COVID might come around.
Yeah, likely.
Most likely.
I don't see. I think there's gonna be waves of COVID every year at this point.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Because you know, like I was I don't know if we didn't tell the audience, but I was hospitalized, right? Mm-hmm. But not like in a very bad condition where I couldn't walk or I was bedridden. You know, I could still walk.
Mm-hmm.
I could still do these things. But apparently, according to the hospital policy, on the first day you're there,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're supposed to do a COVID test.
Yeah.
To see, like, if they can put you in isolation or they need to put you... Or they can put you in a room with, you know, with 2, 3, 4 people.
Yeah.
You know? So they forgot to do that with me. So they put me in a room with another person or something. You know, but luckily the person was at least...
All the way on the other end.
Yeah, it was like... on the, like, because there's like 4 beds in a room.
Mm-hmm.
And between each bed, there's like at least... more than 6 feet distance, you know, like more than...
Yeah, I see.
I'd say maybe even 2 meters or 2.5 meters.
Yeah.
And then you have your own curtain, you know, like you can close. Oh, blah. So that person was on the other side of the room, like diagonally.
Yeah.
So luckily that was not a big deal. But then the next day they came, they're like, did you... You know, because we were checking your file from yesterday, like all the tests I did.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't do the COVID one. And I was like, am I supposed to? And they're like, yeah. That's like, it's the new hospital protocol.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't up to me to enforce. Like, the hell you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, and I was like, but then it was like an afternoon.
Yeah.
They came to me and asked me that, like after lunch or something.
So you had the whole day there and then half the day?
And half the day, and I was like, and in and out came nurses, mm-hmm. in and out came doctors,
yeah,
in and out, like I was in and out, even out of the room, you know, going to different departments. So, and then so the last thing they did is like they took me to one more. They were like, oh, we're taking to you one more scan or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So they just roll me out. They roll me out, I come back, they were like, they put me on a side next to this room.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh yeah, we're doing a test on your blood or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you got, so you're in isolation. I was like, ah, because they made me wear like a face mask all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, why am I wearing a face mask? This whole time, the whole day, I was going in and out everywhere.
Yeah.
No face masks. I was like, okay.
No protection at all.
I was like, why? I was like, oh, because we forgot to do that yesterday or something. So they put me in this room by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, at least I got a room for myself, you know, like got my own toilet.
Living lavish up in the hospital.
Yeah. And then an hour later or something, an hour and a half later, they just came. Oh no, you're clear.
Yeah, just
I was like, okay, oh, so that means I go back to the other room. He's like, nah, it's too much for you. Just stay here for the night. I was like, alright.
Alright, okay.
If you say so, if you really say so.
Yeah. If you're gonna twist my arm over it.
I might as well, you know, get comfortable.
Yeah.
So yeah, at least for that one night I was there.
Yeah.
And then the last few nights they also put me back in another isolation because they were like, yeah, we don't know if you have a virus or something. I was like, if I got a virus,
already infected then.
Yes, I've been here for I don't know how many weeks. That means I got it from one of y'all.
Yeah.
You know, somebody here.
Somebody.
here spreading the love.
Got some explaining to do. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but at least, yeah, that when I got to that room, so like last few days, just let him stay for 3 nights, whatever there. So I was like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
So I was sleeping with the TV on and shit.
As one does.
Yeah, very low volume.
Yeah.
I was like, this is my ASMR.
Your ASMR, yeah, exactly.
Just leave it on the news. I actually left it on the news.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were talking about the floodings in California.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like,
yeah, the hurricanes and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, in my dream. Then I started dreaming about floodings and shit.
Yeah.
Then I woke up and I was like, I knew like what was going on, what was coming up, blah, blah. And I was like, why do I know so much?
Yeah.
I was like, it's because I left the stupid TV on the news.
You had that information getting fed to you through your sleep.
Yeah. They were like, estimated time for this and this. I was like, 2 hours. Yeah, 2 hours. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah. You end up being the reporter.
I was being the reporter with the reporter. I was just like,
2 hours. God damn. What happened next?
The water's up here. I remember the
water
whole time.
Water.
The water is up to my knees right now. I was like, yeah, go home.
Yeah.
Next up.
Why are you out there?
Yeah. And the funny thing is they keep saying, like, the reporters are standing in this water that's, like, going to, you know, it's going to be a flood.
Mm-hmm.
You could get washed away, right? And they're just standing there like, oh, it's getting more and more dangerous.
Yeah.
And I'm like, then get out of there.
Yeah. As I continue to stand in this dangerous environment, the environment continues to grow in dangerosity.
Yeah.
So we're going to stand here for the next 5 hours and report.
Yeah. And then they keep saying, like, this location or this district doesn't have the type of, how do you say, water, irrigation system, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
So the streets are not ready for it. So it's gonna see a lot of water. Da 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 da. They even talked to the mayor of the place. I was like, even the mayor is telling you to go home.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're still standing there. Oh.
Mayor's not even in drowning. Town anymore.
Yeah. The microphone is under the water. Like, wait, what?
What?
How do we hear you then? I don't know.
I don't know what you are. From the bottom of the ocean.
CNN.
Yeah. Damn.
These guys are dedicated.
Right? Yeah, I wonder, like, I could never be that type of reporter.
No.
I could never sit in this intense weather. Like, all right, I'm fine. Everything's fine over here. Well, not everything. Actually, everything except me is fine.
Yeah.
I'm the only one fine.
Somehow, me and the camera guy.
Me and the camera guy. And all this equipment.
And all this equipment.
Somehow still functioning. Untouched.
Yeah, somehow. Or they're in a war zone, and then they're still like, this crazy shooting going on.
Yeah.
We gotta be very careful.
None of the crew gets hit.
Yeah. Moving to the next location. And then they're getting closer to the shooting. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
This perch up right next to a guy shooting somebody.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing here?
It's like, I got the... Oh, no. Get him? I'm like, no.
Yeah. No, he's actually aiming for us right now.
Yeah.
I would duck if I were you.
Yeah.
What about also, like, in a couple hundred years ago, particularly in, like, the Civil War and shit in the U.S.
Yeah.
People had marching bands. Or, like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The drummers and the flutes.
The trumpets.
Yeah, exactly. Just walking through the battlefield.
Yeah.
Ah! Ah!
Men down.
People start shooting to the beat.
Yeah. Bop, 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 bop. Yeah. How did you know the song?
How did you know this? This was an original. Just debuting today. Got the inside scoop. I couldn't imagine being... Who thought that was a good idea? You know what we're going to do? We're going to send out drummers.
Yeah.
Who wants to drum? Me! I'll go. Pick me.
But they still exist. They still exist. It's like, what do you do? Well, I'm in the military. Oh, thank you for your service. What do you do in the military? Oh, I play the trumpet.
Yeah. Like, play the trumpet while war is going. War is happening here.
War is happening.
And I'm just playing some tunes.
Yeah. Imagine playing sexy saxophone.
Yeah.
It's like, and the person is dying with the leg amputated or whatever.
Somebody help me. Oh man.
It's like, he's not gonna make it. Like it's a series, TV series.
Like a call, like a call and response type of music.
Yeah.
I wonder how much they get paid. Probably nothing.
I don't know. I mean, if there is a band and everything for it, I don't know. There must be some kind of pay that.
There's got to be some compensation.
Yeah, that's attracting people to keep doing it.
Nobody's going to be out there doing it for free. Imagine volunteer war trumpeting.
Yeah. And you get no training apart from running with with your instrument.
Apart from running with your instrument, exactly. Yeah, it's just...
It's like, stop, duck.
Roll.
Roll, yeah.
Use your trumpet to block this shot.
Yeah.
Pew, pew. What? You're using blanks, right? Nope. That's crazy. It is what it is, though.
It's crazy.
Man. So while you were in the hospital, were you watching a bunch of stuff? Because you said you had the TV on, but like, were you watching Netflix and stuff?
Yeah, I try to watch Netflix and stuff, like, or stuff on Disney Plus and everything. Because I also had my tablet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, first few days I was watching, and then I don't know, for some reason I was getting more bored and bored.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really watching anything. I didn't feel like watching anything.
Yeah. I mean, you can only watch so much stuff.
Yeah. So I just leave the TV on, look out the window, you know, like a prisoner does. Just contemplate.
I mean, yeah, U.S. prisons hardly have windows, as far as I've seen. you got the Netherlands prison experience.
Yeah. I remember it's like, you know, they give you food.
Yeah.
So like they come with this menu.
Yeah.
And it's so like every day it's the same thing. Well, except for dinner you get, you know, different options.
Mm-hmm.
But at one point, like, I ran through the whole menu and everything was nasty. Like there was one, even like I saw the picture, it's like I was like, I'm not gonna try it yet. And then it's like, you know what, it's the last thing, everything else is nasty, let me try it. Mm-hmm. It was vegan spaghetti. And then I was like, all right, well, at least tomato sauce, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It comes, I was like, what are they putting in here that's so nasty? Like,
yeah, how do you fuck up bolognese, really?
Yeah. And I was like, you know what, I'm not eating this. There's just a weird taste they put in there. because
it is weird.
Like, and everyone's like, not everyone, but like almost everyone that I overheard were like, no, it is nasty. No, it is nasty. Like, food is nasty.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's, oh, what do you have? And then the person, like, she's not a waitress or anything, but like, you know, the kitchen people.
Yeah.
They take your order, so they're like, oh, we have delicious soup. This and that. Oh, delicious soup. What else do we have? Oh, we have mushroom, and you also have a nice creamy tomato, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Take a creamy tomato. They get the creamy tomato, some nasty thing again.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me just not keep my hopes up for anything.
Yeah. It's always weird, like when someone says, oh, we have a delicious soup. Is it delicious then?
Yeah.
Is it really delicious? Why do you have to
confirm? To whom? To the microwave?
Why are you trying to convince me so hard that it's delicious?
Yeah. It's like, it's just something weird. And then you can't say, like, at one point I was like, okay, maybe there's something wrong with my taste buds, you know?
Yeah.
But I was like, you can't say that because in the morning, everything else tastes fine. A coffee tastes fine. Tea tastes fine. And the sandwich,
yeah, like, you know,
fine.
You know when your own taste buds are off. Like, everything is off. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's just the dinner that was terrible. And then breakfast and lunch is like the same menu, and it's just this boring bread with cheese. Or you can get bread with the
classic Dutch.
Yeah.
Classic Dutch lunch.
Yeah. Then you just get something because you need to eat something, you know, like,
yeah, gotta have something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've still been making my general stuff, like chili pasta.
Yeah.
I've found the meals that I make, basically fried rice and stuff.
Yeah, those type of things are like so simple that they just made it.
Yeah, just make it, you know, normally. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do in their hospitalized kitchen.
Yeah, like you could tell it was microwave.
Yeah.
Because they put like this microwave cover.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a cover? It's like this plastic thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, use that when you put it in the microwave. Yeah, nasty.
Yeah, I can imagine. I kind of think of, like, when you mention the bolognese, I kind of think of just, like, it's not even really bolognese, it's just kind of like pasta and tomato sauce.
Yeah, that's what I thought it would be as well. Like, you know, quite simple. Pasta, tomato sauce, oregano, like, nothing too complicated. Garlic, you know.
Yeah.
But no.
No.
We have other plans.
Other plans. Overcook the pasta to shit, and then take a can of tomato water.
Yeah, I think what they even did to the spaghetti is like break it in half,
mm-hmm.
and boil it because the spaghetti was like small pieces.
Yeah.
And I was like, why?
Why? Yeah. I used to do that actually, not anymore. But I used to break my pasta in half.
Yeah, I mean, I used to as well because I thought, okay, it doesn't fit in the pot.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I used to do it too.
Yeah.
Like, because not every part of the spaghetti would be immediately covered in water.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, this is going to cook unevenly. But I'm like, over time, I'm like, this doesn't actually matter.
Doesn't really matter.
It's going to cook fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Need to get one of those pots that are like super high, super tall pots. Not be able to reach down into it because my hood is so small. Like, the pot is the size between the stove and the hood.
That's how tall it is.
Yeah. Then I don't need a lid because the hood is just a lid for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tough times. Now you're back.
Now I'm back. Man
again.
Yeah.
They never diagnosed you with anything, though, huh?
No. They said I'm too awesome. And
too awesome.
Yeah. Like, whatever they diagnosed me with would be, like, an awesome sauce or something, so...
An awesome sauce. Man, I wonder if they could just use that on the spaghetti, you know?
Yeah. So I was like, hey, just let me know, you know, hit me up. You got my number.
gonna be patient zero for that red eye disease.
Yeah. People are just gonna be like, what is it? I don't know.
But
he's the only one who has it.
Yeah. In the whole entire world.
As far as we know.
As far as we know. Exactly. Yeah. Be other cases at some point. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Have you been traveling at all? Like, have you gone to the office since you came back?
No, I can't.
No?
I'm not allowed to, but according to my doctor.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So I was like, thanks, doc.
Thanks. Yeah. Don't have to deal with these traveling trains.
And I'm not working like full time anyway. I'm still like working. Half a day.
Half days, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool, too. More time to relax.
Yeah, more time to relax. Also, because, need it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how long it is going to take, so... If there's anything urgent, that's when I can do something.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, so far, nothing has been urgent.
Oh, that's good, I suppose. Yeah. Don't want
urgency. People are not making it look like it's urgent. It's just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let him live.
Let him rest. We need him for the future.
Yeah. We don't know what he has.
Man. It must be kind of frustrating, though, like, as in the perspective of, like, the doctor and the nurses trying to figure out what it is. And they're like, we've seen it all. And then get someone, they're just like, we have no idea.
Yeah.
What could this be?
Yeah, in my case, there was so many departments getting involved.
Yeah.
In my head, I was just like, first they were like, because they do, like, warning tests, like, you know, your blood pressure, blah, blah, blah. Check that shit, you know. And then they would go to like, and then I'm like, oh, when can I speak to the doctor, you know? And then the nurse would be like, oh, well, they have their, you know, routine morning meetings, and then they will come talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it was about my stuff. He's like, yeah, it depends on the patient. And in my head, I was like, oh, I just see them with a whiteboard.
Yeah.
with all my test results, and be like, here we see the patient's zero
because of this antigen.
Yeah,
he's got this symptom.
But then, because of this, this one is working. Or
and then someone jumps up from the chair. But doctor, you failed to consider.
Yeah.
This over here is what's causing that.
You're right, Jefferson.
You're promoted.
My name's not Jefferson.
Do you want the promotion or not?
No.
yes, I do.
And you got it, Jefferson. Okay. Well observed.
Well observed. Oh, man. Got to thank Jefferson for all his hard work.
Yeah. For all his observances.
All his observances, exactly. Man. Now you're back. Are you... Like... Yeah, go ahead.
No, like at one point I had like a fever at night or in the evening.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like I had a fever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the nurse, you know, they come do their evening check and then you can go to bed or whatever. And she's like, oh, your temperature is high, I'll go check with the doctor. And then the night doctor came, he's like checking everything, you know, poking me
poking
here and there. Yeah, he's like, I can't find anything, I don't understand. I was like, I'll be fine in the morning, man, just go away.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered maybe I'm tired and exhausted of being here?
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Man. Now that you're out, are you, like, I don't know, are you entertaining yourself playing your Xbox? And
yeah, I played a bit of Xbox. Try to watch the One Piece live action.
Yeah, I watched that whole thing too.
Oh, you watched the full thing? I think I stopped at episode 4. Whenever Usopp starts. And I was like, okay, I don't have time for Usopp's drama now. I'll just
Yeah, Usopp. I think like they casted Usopp pretty well. Or like they at least integrated his behavior into the live
into
action.
Into the guy, yeah.
Yeah. Like they go up to his ship. Like, what do you do here? He's like,
I'm the captain. No,
but, yeah. I remove aerial excrement. Like, he cleans bird shit. Let's go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I watched the full thing. It's pretty, like, it's decent.
It's all right. Even, yeah, I watched a few episodes. I was like, I was very skeptical, especially the first episode.
Yeah.
I was like,
There are definitely moments. Like, yeah. I actually like it. It is decent. It is a decent piece of work.
Because I remember in the beginning, there was something where Zoro fights number 7.
Mm-hmm.
And he defeats number 7. And I was like, was that? Did that happen?
Yeah, lore-wise, yeah. But not in the actual anime.
Yeah. So I was like,
What's going on here? Yeah, there are definitely like there's a lot of changes, but I think they make those changes fit well into like the pacing of the story. Cause, like,
I think they got Buggy right.
Yeah, I think I do think that they got Buggy right.
Yeah.
I think. I like how the story with Garp is going too. Like, I've read a lot of comments like, I hate the Garp changes. I actually kind of like them.
Yeah.
Like, there are some points where I'm like, okay, all right, Garp. You're doing too much now.
Yeah.
Or, like, he changes from the manga/anime character a little bit too much. Like, especially in the last episode, he's, like, telling Luffy all this shit. And I'm like, bro, you've never spoken to Luffy this much in your whole life.
Yeah. You always just smack him in the head.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's it.
But yeah, I think it's pretty... I would recommend at least, you know, finishing it at some point.
Yeah, I'll try to watch some. Maybe tonight. One or two,
yeah. I do, like... Yeah, it's 8 episodes, but they're all like an hour long, 50 minutes
they're
or something.
Quite long, yeah, they're quite long.
Yeah. So it's not bad.
Yeah.
But yeah. So.
Yeah, but otherwise, I've been gaming a bit.
Doing what you gotta do.
Yeah. Just somehow my YouTube algorithm has keep showing me episodes of Kitchen Nightmares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay and everything. I was like, what? When?
Since when?
Yeah. Like, when was I watching so much Kitchen Nightmares that I'm getting even the food episodes on YouTube.
It's actually probably because of me. You got like contact algorithm for me.
Yeah. Are you also watching Kid Night?
Yeah. Actually, like recently, I've been watching a few of the highlights. I watched a few full episodes as well.
Yeah.
I'm like, I remember this show. Let me watch them.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got contact algorithm. It's like he speaks to this person, right? Yeah, he'll enjoy it too. Let's give him some of this shit.
You'll get this shit.
He likes watching people getting yelled at, right? Man. But yeah. On that note, guys, we are back in action. Hopefully for real this time.
Hopefully.
We'll see what happens.
Let's see how long we can take it.
Yeah. And yeah, let us know, guys, if you've ever been stuck in the transport abyss waiting for shit to arrive for like 70 hours. Let us know if you've been hospitalized, what you've been hospitalized for, if you even know. If the doctors even know. Let us know if you watched the live action One Piece and how well you enjoyed it.
And do you like live action in general?
Do you like live action in general?
Yeah.
And yeah, well, we'll be back next week with some more banter, some more topics. And we'll see you next time on the podcast.
Peace.